Beer making has enjoyed a long and storied history in Wisconsin, and the boom of craft breweries over the past few decades doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon.
But with so many craft breweries popping up in Wisconsin, will we see craft beer production outpace the demand? And are we inching toward peak craft beer? Robin Shepherd joins us now. He's a regional beer writer, senior contributor to the Isthmus, and associate professor of life sciences communications at UW Extension. Robin, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, Robin, give us a status check. Where is Wisconsin right now when it comes to the number of craft breweries?
Well, anyone who's walked in a grocery store or a beer store lately certainly sees the impact and the interest in craft beer. It's amazing what our choices are in front of us. When you just think about what's happening in the craft brewing industry overall, we're at a pace right now that we're opening two breweries every day in the United States. That's an amazing figure when you think about the sheer number of breweries and per capita, how that relates to the citizens of the country. We're still on sort of a juggernaut in terms of growth in the craft brewing industry. And Wisconsin is, too, perhaps not quite at the pace that we're seeing things in other states, but Wisconsin's industry is growing quite rapidly, too.
And this question has come up on and off over the last few years, and we've seen some national articles raising the question, all right, so now are we hitting a point where there are too many, where there's not enough demand for this product to keep up with all these new craft breweries opening? Where do you see us, Robin, on the supply versus demand?
Well, it's a great question, and it's one that really, I've been covering beer for probably 20, 25 years, and it's one that question has, you're exactly right, it's come up more and more, particularly in the last 5 years. There was probably something maybe magical in our minds that when we crossed the threshold of 2,500 breweries in the United States, everybody started talking about, is there a bubble out there? When's this going to crash? We crossed the 2,500 brewery list, several years ago, and now we just crossed 5,000 breweries. And that growth is continuing. So from my perspective, I don't see that there's a bubble that's about to burst. We are seeing signs that there are some slowdowns in terms of production. If you just look at the numbers and the growth, we crossed 5,000 breweries in 2016. The year before, nationally, we had 4,200 breweries. So that's where, you're rapidly accelerating the sheer openings. In the production of beer, when you look at sales across the United States, up until 2016, we've been seeing some really tremendous growth in just the overall demand for craft beer and the sales of it. Individual breweries were looking at their individual growth rates of 20 to 40%. Even in Wisconsin, some breweries were reporting 40% growth in their barrelage from 2013 to 2014. What's happening now is there's a tightening in the market, in part caused by more breweries and more beers on the shelf, and there's only so much shelf space when you really think about it. We've seen some of those numbers that have been that overall increase in brewery production that's been sort of slowed down to maybe into double digits, but more in the 10 to 20% range. In Wisconsin, when I've talked to a few brewers, we've seen those slowdowns, not across the board. I mean, it all depends upon what brewery you're talking about. But I've heard stories from some breweries that said, I'm producing 10% less this year than I did before. That's not threatening my business, but it's certainly forcing me to rethink when I brew, how much I brew, what styles I'm brewing. So that slowdown is kind of, we're seeing it in different ways.
Robin, who is drinking all this craft beer? Are there new craft beer drinkers who didn't drink maybe any beer before? Or are people just switching up what it is they're drinking?
Well, you can look at when we talk about the increases in craft, the first level of that discussion is you look at overall beer consumption in the United States is going down, whether it's health related, whether it's the tightening of driving under the influence laws. Beer consumption continues to go down overall, but the segment of the craft brewing industry continues to grow. Right now, craft controls about 13 to 15% of the market, of the overall beer that's sold in the United States. Now, the second part of your question of who's drinking the beer, in a general way, when we think about sort of, you know, the millennials versus the Gen Xers versus the boomers, in a study by the Brewers Association, they came up with numbers that of the people who drink craft beer, 57% of the millennials right now in that age group are gravitating and drinking craft beer. Of the boomers, well, we'll step back. Millennials, it's 57%. Gen Xers, it's 24%. Boomers are 17%. So you can see that as people are kind of going through their life, they're getting maybe perhaps more conscious about health issues, alcohol consumption. They begin to taper down. But the millennials, are, when you go out to have a beer with friends, if you go out to a tap house somewhere, you know, for someone in my generation that's in one of those other brackets, you're beginning to see that young crowd, that excitement over local, that excitement over finding beers, that's driving it a lot. There are other trends like beer tourism that are just exploding right now.
Talking to Robin Shepherd, he's a regional beer writer, looking at the ongoing boom in craft breweries, lots of them, over 5,000 now in the nation as a whole, and whether we're getting close to some kind of peak. Robin, can you tell us about the diversity of sizes of craft brewery? As I understand it, that could mean something very small or a fairly large-scale operation.
Yeah, that's another thing that's been fun to watch in the last maybe 10 or 15 years. When we throw this term out about craft brewing, in some ways that's a little bit of a marketing tag that small breweries have put on themselves to distinguish them from the big guys. The Brewers Association, which is really a guiding force in the industry, will define a craft brewer as someone that's small, producing less than 6 million barrels a year. So that can be everything from you know, the Parched Eagle Brew Pub in Madison that's brewing on a one-barrel system all the way up to Sam Adams. Those fall into what's craft. And the characteristics that go with a small brewery are usually very independent. They take pride in not being affiliated with ownership of a non-brewery entity. They have distinctive, individualistic approaches to customers. They tend to be involved in these, that local-driven aspect of them is very important and continues to grow. And they also are more of a traditional aspect on their brewing. They still brew with traditional ingredients. The Brewers Association kind of cuts you off if a significant part of your products involve infused or beverages that are made with non-malt kinds of ingredients. But that's basically, when you think of a craft brewery, it's the small independent kind of operation.
And Robin, you said before there was a little bit of a slowdown and that some brewers being a little more thoughtful about the styles that they're producing. What do we know about what styles are the most in demand right now?
Well, in brewing circles and with beer folks, there's probably around 100 different styles. I'm just kind of rounding, but when you think about judge styles that are accepted, that brewers like to compare and compete against each other, you're about 100. And what we're seeing in this proliferation of new breweries coming online is that we're seeing a sort of a bending and emerging of styles. Sort of sub-styles are beginning to appear, different ways of making some styles. Right now, of craft beer drinkers, the most sought-after style, the most popular style, is just about anything hoppy. The India Pale Ale is the number one style right now among craft beer drinkers. Now, that's much different if you were to go back into the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. You know, the entire brewing industry revolved around competition for the premium Pilsner style of beer. And so it's much, much different. Now we've got all of these styles. When you walk into a brew pub or a craft production brewery of some kind, it's not uncommon that you might see a tower with anywhere from 8 to 24 tap lines, and that would reflect the different styles or mutations of those styles.
Robin, I got to ask, you're a beer writer. There's over 5,000 of these breweries, each making, as you said, 8 to 24, maybe different beers in 100 different styles. How do you keep up?
Well, the fact of the matter is that you really don't. When I wrote my first book, interestingly enough, in the 1990s, I took great pride that I went to all 73 Wisconsin breweries. That was in the late 1990s. I went not only once, but I went three times before I wrote that book. There's no way you can do that now. Wisconsin alone has somewhere around 140 breweries, and it's a little more elusive now, where we saw production breweries emerge in the 1990s and brew pubs. Now we have this really fascinating model called the nano brewery, which might be a glorified homebrew system in the back of a tavern or a restaurant somewhere that's producing beers at one barrel at a time, very eclectic, some really fun stuff happens. The ability to almost pair beer and food on a daily basis sometimes exists with those wonderful little small operations. It's also, for me, as I've gotten into this even further, is part of the fun thing for me is the challenge of finding them. Hearing the story on the other side of the bar about how they came to be. This idea of local is bringing them back in force. The local market is so important to those small brewers that they, you know, wrap themselves around the community. Everything from knowing the specific guy that's or gal that's drinking on the other side of the bar to being philanthropic to the community.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Robin Shepherd, regional beer writer, looking at the booming craft beer industry in Wisconsin.